The Vows of Silence by Susan Hill, read by Stephen Pacey. They had climbed for 2 hours. Then they had come into the low-hanging curtains of cloud. It had started to drizzle. He opened his mouth to make some sour remark about the promise of a fine day, but at the same moment Ian turned his head a fraction to the left, motioned with his forefinger. Ian knew the hills and the weather of the hills, the subtle shifts of wind direction, knew them better than anyone. They stood, still, not speaking. There was a tension now. It hadn't been there minutes before. Something. The sun broke apart the cloud curtain, leaving it in tatters. The sun shone at first with a watery cast, but then, like a man leaping out into view, full and strong. The corners of Ian's mouth twitched in a smile, but still they stood, motionless and silent, waiting. Ian lifted his binoculars to his eyes and looked from left to right, slowly, slowly. And he waited, watching the set of Ian's head, waiting for the moment. Their clothes began to steam in the sun. Ian lowered the glasses and nodded. They were above the deer, and for another half mile he saw nothing. But they were there, of course, Ian knew. They went carefully, keeping upwind. The ground was stony here, easy to slip. He felt the old excitement. These were the best moments, when you knew. You were this close to it, this close to having it in your sights, this close to the whole point and purpose and culmination of it all. This close. There was the faintest outbreath from Ian's pursed lips. He followed the line of sight. The stag was alone, halfway up the lower slope immediately west of where they were standing. It had sensed nothing. That much was clear for the moment. Keep it that way. They dropped down and began to crawl, the soaking ground against their bellies, the sun on their backs. The midges came on with a vengeance to find their way unerringly through chinks in clothing, brushing aside the barrier of citronella. But he was so keyed up now, he barely noticed them. Later he would be driven mad.